Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this programme. From Mark chapter 8, verse 27 to 35, we have the account of Peter's great proclamation of faith. Mark chapter 8, verse 31. It said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days." So Peter, naturally, thought, did he better straighten Jesus out and show him the path that Christ is supposed to follow? Peter gets the title right, but the meaning wrong. His confession uses technically accurate language, but he cannot yet see what this language entails. In verse 34, Jesus addresses the crowd with his disciples, and he invites any who want to follow him. But the demand or qualification is to deny themselves and let them take up their cross and follow him, the one who has just described his fate, that is, death at the hands of their enemies. Self-denial and cross-bearing describe what it means to follow Jesus. A person in Jesus' culture was defined by those to whom he belonged, usually the household or kin. Jesus calls people to embrace new understandings of identity. Disciples join a community defined by association with him, who himself denies conventional understandings of who he must be. The ones who choose to follow Jesus enter a new family comprising of all Jesus' followers. Self-denial is not self-annihilation, but complete redefinition. We redefine our very selves, who we think we are, when we become Christians, Christ followers. We are now in a different category and a different identity, which is beyond our kindred or our family, our country, our culture, or whatever we consider ourselves to be made up of, as we identify with. Now we identify with Jesus, the one who is to die on a cross, and his main thing is to self-denial and to then overcome death by resurrection. The kind of suffering Jesus acknowledges as a reality in this passage, verse 35, is a particular kind. Persecution resulting from following him. Cross-bearing means much more than patience or obedience. It means death. It means the resignation of one's reputation and life. Following Jesus is not a wandering voyage. It points a particular direction, ending up at crucifixion and resurrection. If we want to learn who Jesus really is, then we follow him, and this means to expect the same consequences he faced in life and in death. Mark's view of discipleship is hardly a rosy one, an easy one. Peter's confusion about Jesus' fate and authority reminds us of how difficult, how weird it is to embrace a suffering Christ. This has been loosely quoted from a commentary on Mark chapter 8, verses 27 to 38 by Matt Skinner. So the key to following Christ is acceptance of what life brings us, because we follow Christ and it usually is ridicule and even character assassination that results in following Christ. To embrace all suffering as a consequence of choosing to follow Christ or Jesus. It's a journey. Now, usually we are not under persecution because of being a Christian. Of course, some countries and in some places, there are Christians who are being persecuted, and we pray for them all who are suffering in any way. There were never more Christian martyrs in the history of the world than at this time. For others, maybe there is the ridicule we get from our fellow students, for instance, and we are labeled as a holy Joe, an odd person who follows Christ and obeys the commandments and avoids sin and lives a pure life. We tend to ridicule those who are serious about being a Christian. It might be that they make us feel uncomfortable. They show us for not being what we should be if we say we are followers of Christ or if we call ourselves Christian. Some of us might say, I am baptized, but I don't bother much with religion. It doesn't concern me. And in a world that is divided seemingly in the name of religion, I don't want any part of that. This certainly seems to be an excuse for non-involvement and even laziness. All we can say to anyone who looks at it that way is, yes, but have you made an informed decision about what you are saying? So you understand what living a Christian way is all about. Do you understand that it's a way of life, prayer in the morning and evening, and a general orientation towards God, who really loves us and is there for us in all our challenges and troubles? Do you understand that we believe that He is there for us in our sicknesses? He is in nature and the beautiful workings of the earth and the eco-balance that is required to keep the earth safe for all its creatures, including ourselves? Do you understand that we must forgive one another as Christians? We are encouraged to help those less better off than us. Not for a reward, mind you, but out of gratitude to our God who earned us our redemption by dying for us on the cross at Calvary. And the most fundamental question, of course, we ask is, are we able to face our deaths? What we rightly object and disassociate ourselves from are the non-essentials of religion. Sometimes dangerous labeling of people because of their beliefs and practices is nothing to do with the fundamentals that the religion was founded on. So let us not be the persecutors of others because of the label of religion. Christians are required to carry their crosses as Christ did, to embrace it tightly and never let go. So let our profession of our faith in Christ be different from Peter's profession in Mark chapter 8, verse 27 to 38, in that we follow Him as we embrace our crosses, as He did. We will never let go. And that means that we accept all our sufferings by putting our trust in God, and we always want to do His will. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a beautiful Sunday and a grace-filled week ahead.